Let's talk, I guess you've had your first meeting of the conference committee between the members of the House and the Senate, of which you're a member, having to do with Veterans Affairs?
Yes, sir, that's correct. We did that yesterday afternoon.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, the first meeting is more for show than anything else. There are 28 of us, 14 from the House and 14 from the Senate. Each person was given about 5 minutes for opening statements to sort of lay out the respective positions about how we feel about veterans' health care. And now the rest of the work will be done in the background. We may have one or two more public hearings, but most of it will be in the background.
That means what? Staff will be finding information and giving it to the committee, and y'all will take that in individually, and then you'll get together and meet? Is that how that works out?
That's correct. And usually the two chairmen, you've got Senator Sanders on the Senate side, and you've got Jeff Miller from Florida on the House side, and most of the negotiations will take place between them. After they each consult with their respective team. So,
what's your best guess as far as a timeline is concerned when you might have something out of there?
Yeah, this has a fair sense of urgency, so my hope is 60 days. We've got kind of an interesting summer schedule. We'll be back in our respective districts next week, and then we'll be back in D.C. for 3 weeks in July, then back in the districts for all of August. And then back in D.C. for September. And that's really pretty well it until the election in November. So my hope is that we get this done before we break in July. But it's hard to know at this point. I think we very well could do it, but the wheels of the sausage making up here grind a little slowly sometimes.
Yeah. Well, this is a different deal, though. This is I can't see there going to be a whole lot of people who would want to go out on a stump and say they're not in favor of streamlining a veteran system where they're not getting care right now.
Absolutely, and I think this is going to be a two-part fix. What we're working on in the House and Senate is really just sort of a stopgap to deal with the delays in treatment that our current veterans are getting currently. Many of us, though, yesterday talked about the need to go another step and build the VA for the 21st century. And so I'm hopeful that we continue the process after we pass the stopgap, the short-term fix measure, and then come up with longer-term solutions for veterans' health care.
Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. We were talking earlier this morning that the Speaker is kind of hinting at the idea that Congress may sue the President because of the executive orders that he's doing. Let's get your thoughts there.
Yes, we in the House on our side of the aisle have been looking at this for quite a while, trying to find a way to deal with a lawless President who has ignored the Constitution and who openly flouts the law. And impeachment is not a good solution because you can't get it through the Senate. And you could have some unintended consequences by trying to go that route. Impeachment is more of a punishment mechanism, not an enforcement mechanism. So what we're looking for is an enforcement mechanism. In the past, individual members of Congress have sued presidents, but the courts have always said that the members of Congress don't have standing to sue. Mm-hmm. And what we are trying to do in the House is trying to find a way that that meets all the constitutional tests to sue the president and to compel him to either follow the law or to follow the Constitution. We should know more about this in the next few days. And I'm excited about it. We've got to do something to stop the incompetency coming out of the White House.
This is a real checks and balances thing, because then obviously the judicial branch is going to weigh in on legislative branch taking action against the executive branch.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Pretty historic stuff.
But that's what the way things are designed here. I mean, that's what the Constitution says, is that each branch is co-equal. And so if the president is violating what is intended for Congress to do, then we have to turn to the courts to adjudicate the differences between us.
Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. this morning. More IRS stuff. This is making for pretty good radio and television.
It really is. I mean, the problems at the IRS just get worse and worse. And people are going to jail over this. They may not go to jail for what they did in terms of targeting, because they successfully destroyed significant amounts of evidence. But the cover-up is where they're going to wind up going to jail. And if you go back to the timeline of this, on June 3rd of 2011, Dave Camp, who's chairman of Ways and Means, sent a letter to the IRS and said, "What are you guys doing over here?" And it just, less than 10 days later, Lois Lerner's hard drive crashes, and then a few weeks after that, the IRS cancels the contract with the email archival company. And so I'm sure they were over there. I mean, it's like kind of like what they were doing in Enron. They were shredding stuff as much as possible. So they were doing electronic shredding. And but you know, I've introduced, or Louis Gohmert and I are going to introduce legislation today that says that the salaries of everybody in the IRS are cut by 20% until they cough up the emails. And so somebody has these emails, and they never disappear, and they will come out. And then the other thing is, we're offering a $1 million bounty for the IRS employee who turns over the emails. So we're going to try both ways, the carrot and stick approach in this legislation, which we'll introduce this morning. And it'll never pass the Senate, but boy, it's putting the pressure on folks to get out, to try to find out what happened over there.
Well, again, there's a hot seat right now. That's it would be nice if we could get to the bottom of it. We'll see how that works out. What's going to happen between now and when we talk next week? Any legislation on the floor we need to know about?
Well, this is Energy Week in the House. We passed a bill yesterday to streamline the permitting process so that we can get pipelines built more quickly in order to be able to solve some of the regional issues we have in terms of getting energy from one part of the country to the other. Today we're going to vote on a bill to fast-track LNG exports, and then tomorrow we'll vote on a bill to deal with some of the energy issues we have in this country. And these are all common-sense, job-creating type pieces of legislation. We may have a little bit more news on the VA when we visit next week, and of course the IRS and Iraq and the immigration issue on the southern border are all big issues.
Let's talk about the immigration for just a minute, because since last we talked, the governor was in D.C. on Friday and pretty much stated a strong case that Texas is having to act unilaterally because Washington won't, and it's costing us money as well.
Right. I visited with Rick with Governor Perry when he was here, I think he did a pretty great job of illustrating how the federal government is failing to do its job and what it's costing the citizens of the state of Texas in order to step into the breach for it. So I appreciate what the governor's doing to try to protect our southern border. And I like him, I'm very disappointed that the federal government and our president will not do their constitutional duties to take care of the country.
Yep, brought a pretty strong case. So Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. As always, thanks for the time this morning.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Certainly. Thanks a lot.